And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a few folks here to talk about the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society's upcoming annual meeting, which is this evening, 6 p.m. at the AMB Hall. Jenya Anachenko is the new executive director. Mike Littman is on the board, and Robbie Littlefield is here to talk about Tlingit place names. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, the annual meeting has come around again, which surprised me when I read that because it feels like, wow, that just happened. This year, the theme is place names, and place names from every culture and experience you can think of here in Sitka. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, Jenya, welcome to the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Can you tell us briefly about who you are and how you connected with this organization?
Thank you so much. My name is Jenya Anichenko. You can probably hear from my accent, I'm from Russia. My hometown is St. Petersburg, but I've been living in Alaska for the last 12 years, and I'm very, very new to Sitka. I landed in Sitka just a couple months ago. I'm the new director for the Maritime Society. It's really exciting. Maritime history and Alaskan maritime history has been my passion for the last 10 years. So I'm very thrilled to be here.
And then this would be your probably first large event, right?
This is my first large event. I'm hoping to meet everybody. I hope we'll have good turnout. I'm really excited to learn from the community.
Well, welcome again.
Thank you.
Mike, can you give us a little bit of background on the society?
Sure. Let's see. We were formed to record and preserve and teach about the maritime history and the maritime traditions, particularly in this area. And we focus our energy around the Yaponsky Island Boathouse, the little old boathouse that's across the bridge. We're renovating the boathouse and preparing it as a place where people can learn about maritime history, maritime heritage, and learn skills of boat building, boat repair. And at the same time, we are doing events like these where people can learn about our history and where we can record the history.
Every year, you pair your annual meeting, which is required, with an educational event and a social networking event. And this year, it's place names. And Robbie, you are a language expert.
Well, okay.
claim the well-earned title.
Okay.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of place names in Sitka and Southeast Alaska?
Well, the Tlingit people have lived in Southeast Alaska for thousands of years. And over that period of time, many things have happened in events, and they've explored and found out a lot about the land, and they put it into the names. So the ancestral memory is in the names. So when you forget the names, you have to start all over from the beginning. Fortunately, in 1979, Isabel Brady from the SNEP program recognized that there was a huge resource available through Charlie Joseph, who remembered an amazing memory. He remembered so many place names, not just in the Sitka Sound area, but all up and down Southeast. And so she began to, she looked for a grant, and she got it all documented by recording and pinpointed on a Western chart with the English names there that we knew what it was, and then so we had both English names and Tlingit names. The purpose of names, or the beauty of recording these names, is that there are stories behind each name, or that there's geographical information, geological information in names, and you don't have to go there to know what's available there because you've got the name on it.
Okay. And so Tlingit place names are going to be part of tonight's event, but lots of different kinds of place names as well. Who would like to talk about tonight's event?
We'll talk a little bit about Russian names. This is something which I think for me has always been interesting. Sitka has so many names which a Russian speaker recognizes right away, and you can translate it to yourself, but again, you don't necessarily know the story behind it. So we'll talk about a couple of those stories, at least those which we can access, and I'm hoping that we'll hear a lot of local knowledge, maybe something which is not on the chart, but has a colloquial name. When I came to the community first, I was stumbling across those names left and right, like Halibut Point Road. Nobody says it, everybody says HPR. So I'm wondering how many of those names are not recorded, but do exist on charts. So,
Sawmill Creek Road.
We hope to hear those stories. Our event will have a panel of speakers, but the second part of the event would be open for the community. And that's when we are hoping to hear a lot of local stories. And I should mention that our moderator is Eric Jordan, and he does a fabulous job talking to the people. So I'm sure everybody will feel welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, Robbie.
So we have convinced a couple of local elders to come in and participate in the discussion as well. Herman Davis and Ethel Mackinnon will be there. So
that's wonderful.
And Charlie Skultka.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And also we'll have wonderful food, the snacks and coffee and tea. So please come.
Come for the food, stay for the stories.
You know, I think Sitka Maritime Heritage Society has done a really great job supporting local knowledge, supporting local stories, and that's happening again tonight. What's going to happen with the local knowledge that is collected and shared tonight?
We are recording it. All our meetings are recorded. So we'll have to see what stories we get, mm-hmm. I've got to say. And we will share them from our website and other forums, other media.
Okay. And then there's another event tomorrow.
Yeah. So the society, we feel it's really important to document historical vessels in the community. And we would like to start with the very well-known boat called EDAC. It's the World War II tug boat. So tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Larkspur, we'll have a pop talk. So it's kind of informal history exchange, I'd like to call it. We'll have a maritime historian, Jason Rogers, talking a bit about the class of the vessel and the owner of the boat and the writer, Brendan Jones, will talk about his knowledge about the boat and his experience on the EDAC. So we'd like to invite community members who know something about boat, maybe lived on it, to share their knowledge, and also people who don't know much about the boat to listen and to be with us. So Larkspur tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Okay, and then the annual meeting tonight at 6. Let's talk about past annual meetings and what folks have taken away from that. Why should people attend tonight?
For the stories. The history of Sitka is really just a collection of stories. And in the past, we've talked about gathering and harvesting and subsistence. We've talked about many of the gear groups in the commercial fishing industry. We talked about women in the fisheries one year, which was really interesting. All different aspects of local maritime history.
And you're holding the meeting in a very historically significant building and also part of town.
Yes.
Who wants to talk about that? Robbie?
Did we mention where it's at?
A&B Hall.
So A&B Hall.
Would you mind talking about why this is a significant location?
A&B Hall is a historic building, and it's home of the Native community. Their preference of meeting place is there. Inside the building are amazing pictures and historical information that's available. And it's just a really homey type place, and it's a wonderful place to gather on the shore right next to the A&B Harbor.
Okay. Well, we are just about out of time. What would you like to add before we leave?
Please come. like to see people tonight and tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Anything else? All right.
Sheesh.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. We have been speaking with Zhenya Anichenko, Executive Director of Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, Mike Littman, and Robbie Littlefield. Upcoming annual meeting and presentation, a sharing of stories about place names in Sitka is happening this evening, 6 p.m. at AMB Hall, and then there's going to be an event tomorrow at the Larkspur Cafe, and that is also at 6 p.m. All right, and that is about the ADAC, the tug. Go ahead, Mike.
The doors open at 6 this evening. The program actually starts at 7. So we have a social hour.
With food.
With food.
Very important. Great. Well, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.